This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Spotlight on eWomen, the place for everything eWomen Network. Entrepreneur, enterprising, enlightening, and exciting. Please welcome your eWomen host, Phyllis Smith.
Yes, hello, hello. I'm so glad you're joining me today. I am Phyllis Smith, and very excited to be here with you. I've got a great show today on a topic that everybody on this planet needs to know. So let's just face it, there is no doubt that if you're in business, you need to be engaging on Facebook. But Facebook could become your arch nemesis if you're not using it effectively. You could be spending a lot of time and money boosting ads for hundreds or thousands of dollars over time without getting a return on your investment. So I am so excited today to introduce you to my guest, Louie Bischoff. She's the owner of Bischoff Digital Marketing, and she is, I'm telling you, the queen of Facebook. I had the privilege of spending 5 hours with this woman in training when she came to our offices here at eWomen Network, where I was blown away at the knowledge she has and how much I didn't know. So let me tell you, she knows where all the bodies are buried on Facebook and how to help you make the most out of your Facebook experience. So please welcome Louie Bischoff. Thank you, Louie, for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much, Phyllis. It's my pleasure to be able to be with you today and be with the eWomen's Network and be with all the listeners, too, and hopefully be able to add a little bit of information and value to what they may or may not be doing on Facebook already.
That's right. And sometimes we spend way too much time on Facebook and we don't get anything done. But what I love about what you teach is the being on Facebook, particularly with business, effectively. And boy, Facebook has grown. It's really become, I see changes constantly, and it seems that it is growing more and more to help businesses, small businesses, and using it as a great tool for those people in a business where they don't have big budgets to advertise, but it's a great way to have a global market. But we not need to know how to use it right, so we're not spinning our wheels. So first, let's just dive into what are some of the business trends on Facebook right now?
One of the biggest things that I see in business trends on Facebook, and that's just in general for me as a consumer and all of us basically that are walking around on the planet somehow or another today, and that's basically using our mobile devices for almost everything that we do going on in our lives, and that includes consuming media. And what I mean by that is not just watching videos or not just being able to listen to music, but that also means as a consumer, how am I seeing my ads delivered to me? And as a business owner, what does that mean to me? How do I make sure that somebody is seeing something that I'm putting on Facebook and it's being seen on their mobile device? So one of the things that I know about Facebook usage is more than basically almost 90% of the people who access Facebook access it through the mobile app. And you're talking 1.6 billion with a B people worldwide as Facebook users that are basically accessing Facebook through the Facebook app. So as a business owner, what does that mean to me? And as I was saying, I've got to know what mobile means. And I can put it to you basically in one word or a kind of a compound noun, as they call them, and it's called thumb stopping. What am I doing as a business owner and my ads that are making something to be thumb stopping and thumb stopping on mobile? Am I using some of the best practices of bright colors? Am I being super clear and concise in my word choice? You know, what I realize a lot of times with clients I work with, that they, like, just because you want me to know something as a business owner doesn't mean I want to know it as a consumer. So just, like, tell me in as few words as possible. With mobile ads and mobile delivery and Facebook, I always go with, I know it sounds super cliche, but I always go with less is more. So, what is your image? What is your creative? Is it thumb stopping as a best practice? Is there, and we'll get into, I think, a little bit, talking about video. Is there some action on it? Am I using as clear as possible language? Just kind of, those are some of those low-hanging fruit things that I see when I work with my clients over and over again that they just are like, I never even thought about that, Louie. Yeah, you're right. And those are just some small, easy areas that people can definitely improve their ad delivery on the platform.
Now, Facebook, I mean, it could become so cluttered. And truthfully, you know, people, you know, when they're being advertised to on Facebook, I know some feel, you know, users will be offended or turned off when they see an ad. Like, I sometimes will see things like, so-and-so, your friend, likes, you know, whatever, Amazon or something like that. And so it's got to take a lot to create an ad that doesn't feel like an ad, but, and that will engage. And I imagine too, that in order to do that, that's my first question. Really, bottom line, how do you stand out? You mentioned some things here, concise words, less is more, action. But even that, how do you get people to, like, really engage? Like, what would be a really effective ad, for example, that you might have seen or on Facebook, or you might have crafted for a client?
Yeah, great question. You know, it's that moving target. The easiest way to answer that is this kind of gets more into the complexities, but the easiest way to answer that is really it goes into what differentiates Facebook advertising from other platforms. And what I mean by that, it really goes into the interest-based targeting. So what's going to make your ad stand out against someone else's ad? We can talk about, like I said, best practices on your creative image and on your less is more, on their wording, those kinds of things. But it's got to come down to the targeting and being relevant to the people that see your ad. For example, I have two school-age sons. They both play competitive baseball. There's so many different things that I comment on Facebook about my kids playing baseball, or this happened or that happened. When I receive an ad about baseball, it is super relevant to me. So I am far more likely as a consumer to take action on that ad. If an ad comes into me that is not relevant to me, for example, it's talking about the newest, latest, or aspect about NASCAR races, nothing against NASCAR, that's not it at all. That's just not an interest that I have on my page. So an ad that comes into me that's not relevant, I'm not going to act on. So there's two aspects to it, is how do I differentiate my ad from someone else's on the platform? And again, then we get into, like, what is your image, and is it video, and is it moving, and what are some of the things I can do that way? But it's got to come down to basically how are you targeting, and is it relevant to the audience? And we don't know if it's relevant. I mean, we can work together on you know, and communicating best practices on targeting, but everything, you know, that's actually what's so great about and so frustrating, but that's what's so great about advertising on Facebook, is it's always live. So what that means is that within a couple of hours, you can definitely see as a business owner if that ad that you've created, if your marketplace is responding to it. And then you can make adjustments from there. The other thing is, real quickly, that you just asked me about on Facebook advertising, and one of the things that I love about it for small and medium-sized business owners is that there's no contract involved in it. And what I mean by that is I could set up my budget to be $200 over 4 days. But I can say, you know what, this isn't going well, and I just turn it off after $40 or something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't have to be committed, and I have, as a business owner, so much more feeling of that I do have more control over what I'm doing and testing in the marketplace on what's going to work.
You know, the idea of targeting and finding your niche, that is overall good practice for marketing in general, is, you know, I think at one time there was, you know, it was cast a wide net, no longer in just basic marketing principles. And so Facebook, because they've instituted all of this, you have this ability now to set up your target by age, race, activity. I mean, name some of the things that you can hone in on to find your target market.
Oh my gosh, it's kind of one aspect. If you can think of it, it can be on there. But it can go, let's just say, I could go as broadly as a country. So I could say, like, okay, all Facebook users in the United States, and there's approximately 200 million Facebook users in the United States. But you know what? I worked with a client the other day, and they wanted to send ads to an address in downtown San Francisco. It was an apartment building, so that all the people that lived in that apartment building were attached to that address. That's how microscopic it can be in the targeting as far as geographic. And then as far as interest, I can target out to political groups. I can target out to, of course, just men and women. I can target out to exactly interest based on what are these people thinking? What would they like? You know, are these people who shop at Whole Foods, or are these people who are always shopping at you know, the 99-cent store? Not meaning that they're exclusive from one or the other, but just like, what is that, as we call it in the marketing world today, what does that avatar look like? And start of kind of coming into that that target consumer. What are some of the demographics, or some of what we call psychographics? What are some of the psychographics that go along with these people? You know, and just to kind of throw this out there, the aspect between Facebook advertising and Google AdWords, and where I see a lot of people fall short, is they come into Facebook advertising thinking that it's Google. It's not that it's Google's positive or negative, or Facebook's positive or negative. They're just different ways of approaching something. So Google's always about solution-based. It's going to be keyword-driven. And, hey, I'm hungry. I want to look for a pizza. I'm going to go to Google. My car's broken. I need a solution. I'm going to go to Google. But Facebook is interest-based. So where I see a lot of small, medium-sized businesses fall short in their advertising, and they get really frustrated, is they go into Facebook and they put in a keyword of, you know, pizza restaurant. Well, that's too – I don't want to say it's too broad, but it's just going to come back and you're going to be like, I don't understand Facebook advertising. It's not working. And I don't disagree at all with the aspect that there are a lot of complexities to Facebook advertising. But, yay, I'm here to be able to help you. And eWomen's Network is able to be able to assist you with that, too, and going through that process, because it's not easy. But that's really – I know it sounds really silly, but that really is where the differentiator is being able to, like you're saying, target it out to what I need to and test it over and over. Hey, I'm going to test age group just women 20 to 25, and then now I'm going to test age group just women 25 to 30. Which one of those performed better? I don't know. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, and it also so obviously targeting is huge. You going back a little bit, taking a step back, you talking even in terms of content, how we now have to really also, whatever our content is, has to be appealing on a mobile device. You said 90% of the people access Facebook on mobile devices. And so, and you also say that video is king. So the thing I want to ask is that if somebody's looking on their mobile device, the content that they use is going to be different, right, then it would be something that they would present on their desktop. I mean, is it going to be different? Do we just have to think mobile, small screen? How do we go about creating that kind of content?
Yeah, great question. The simple answer is yes, that you're going to have to basically always approach your advertising that it's going to be on a small screen, and that small screen is going to be a smartphone or an iPad type of action, type of product or functionality. And then what does that mean as the user experience? So it's not going to be like, hey, I've got somebody's attention for 5 minutes and they can watch this video. Hey, I've got somebody's attention to be able to tell them, as I said, I want to tell them what I want to tell them. Basically, I read an article in the Wall Street Journal the other day, that data that's coming through Facebook, data that's coming through Facebook on a mobile device, and that's the, you know, cute kitty videos. Those are the pictures posted from your friend's child's kindergarten graduation. That is any type of ad that's coming through, any type of data that's coming through on Facebook on mobile. 1.7 seconds is the amount of time someone's spending on it. On desktop, 2.26 seconds. I mean, we're not even talking about goldfish attention span. I mean, goldfish have far longer attention spans now compared to that 1.7 seconds or that 2.26 seconds on what's coming through on my mobile. So back to your question, like, that's why I want to say, and why I've kind of brought up in the conversation of why do I, yes, I want to have it to be eye-catching. I want it to be bright colors. Why do I care about mobile? Excuse me, not mobile. Why do I care about video? Because video auto loads on Facebook. So as I'm scrolling through Facebook, that video auto loads. It auto plays. So it's catching me as a consumer. It's engaging me with another sense, meaning that sense of vision and motion. Most importantly, where I see also a lot of advertisers not really kind of putting this together yet, but it's, you know, as you think about your user experience, video has to be it has to be visually driven and cannot have audio as any type of action that's going to drive the consumer to do anything. So what I mean by that is audio is an opt-in, video is autoplay. If you have your message, which we all do as business owners, whatever that message is, make sure you are putting that message in captions across the bottom of your video. Or as a little splash, as a little splash frame as you have your videos in there. So let's just say it's a 7-second video. Well, the video is playing for 7 seconds. I'm going to have my captions going across the bottom so that, again, as a consumer, as I'm using that, I can see the video and I can read the words. So I'm catching more of your message that you want me to have. Or, as I said, as I'm watching the video, you know, 2 seconds in, there's, you know, some words on the screen, and there's a couple more images, and there's a couple more words on the screen. I cannot, you know, again, in my experience and the way that I see Facebook advertising, where it succeeds over and over and over again, is that video experience, because it's so easy as a consumer to consume that experience or that ad, because it's basically I just hang out on my mobile device. Oh, cool. What's that video?
Very good. Okay, listen, we got to take a short break. When we come back, there's so much more to talk about. And when you're done here, that, you know, as I said, I spent 5 hours with you. So we're just trying to condense it here. But I do want to go, my first question out of the gate is, when we get back, is why do page likes matter? So stand by. We'll be right back in this short moment with Louis Bischoff.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. Are you ready to step into all of your greatness, to release the confidence that lies within, to stop playing small and settling for mediocrity? If so, then you need to join us at our eWomen Network International Conference and Business Expo in Dallas this year on August 4th through the 7th. There will be hundreds of women entrepreneurs from all over the world waiting to meet you, to share knowledge, wisdom, and even partnerships. Our world-renowned speakers will teach, inspire, and motivate you to greater heights. Plus, the food, the fun, and entertainment at the best party in town will rock all of your senses. Look, no one makes it alone. So it's time to stop trying to be the COE, the chief of everything, and step into your role as CEO. The eWomen Network Conference is the perfect place to make that happen. Register at eWomenNetwork.com.
Welcome back to Spotlight on eWomen. Here's your host, Phyllis Smith.
Well, we are having quite a time here. Phyllis Smith here, Spotlight on eWomen, and today we're spotlighting Louis Bischoff. And Louis is the owner of Bischoff Digital Marketing, and she is knows everything. I mean, everything there is to know about Facebook. And so, so many takeaways, but I'll just run through it real quick. If you just jumped in midstream, or, you know, number one, everything you do content wise, when you're creating an ad on Facebook for your business, make it for mobile devices. Video is king, but the visual is most important, not the audio. So make sure if there's some information that it's in words, that you have it like lower thirds, or, you know, you have text on your video, because people don't like to listen. That's an opt-in on Facebook. And that targeting your ad is the most important thing. And the beauty of Facebook is that you can target your ad to like a microcosm of, you know, of anything that you want. So those things are all there. And, you know, as Louis, we were just talking that this is just, you know, there's so much to know, but so much to bite off. But you're saying, you know, you got to do it in small chunks, or get someone like you who really knows where all the bodies are buried.
Yeah, thank you. I'm not going to tell, but I do know the information. I'm just kidding. You know, I love being able to share the information about Facebook advertising with as many people as I can because
yeah.
I really believe in the value. I know it sounds really, again, cliche, but I really believe in the value of Facebook advertising. It's huge. I mean, the platform is huge, and it's not going anywhere. We all know that. They're expanding more and more of the way that they're going to be advertising, and I see it over and over and over again work for businesses, but it is not a sprint approach at all, advertising on Facebook. It's definitely a marathon approach, and I get it that that can be frustrating as a small business owner or as an advertiser because you want that ROI and you want, like, what the heck? I just, like, spent, you know, $200 and I'm not seeing anything. And what I work with clients a lot on are managed expectations. And, again, just understanding the platform and being able to say, like, how do I work with Facebook? How do I work with that algorithm? How do I work with what I know it does so that I can, as a business owner, get more out of that and just being able to go forward? Before the break, you had just mentioned about page likes. And, you know, if I can kind of just address that real quickly, I can jump into that.
Yeah,
all right.
Go.
So the easiest answer, of course, I get asked all the time, you know, what about page likes, or I want to improve my page likes, or I want more page likes. So the easiest answer is yes, they matter, and no, they don't matter. So let me address the yes part first. And the yes part is there's only one reason. Well, not one reason. I mean, there's vanity reasons also. But there's only one reason why page likes matter, and that is digital credibility. Just like if you were trying to establish street credibility, you know, in your own life and whatever that means to you, there's digital credibility on the platform also. And what I mean by that is if I, as a consumer, I come over to your Facebook page and I see that 62 people have liked your page, subconsciously, I have just checked out of your page because you do not have digital credibility with me. I'm like, well, these people, never mind. They can't even, you know, have anybody like their page. Or the last time they posted was in March 2013. Again, these are what I call, you know, digital credibility. We don't consciously do this, but when we look at somebody's Facebook page, their business page, it's totally like, oh, yeah, I'm totally in or I'm out. The opposite is true, too. When I go over to a small business page, let's just say it's Smith's Plumbing down the road, and they're advertising on Facebook, and they have a Facebook business page, and they have 2,312 people who like their page. To me as a consumer, I'm like, oh, they're digitally credible. They're on Facebook. They're on social media. I get it. Okay, there's enough people who like their page. So in that sense, yes, absolutely. And then that number, I can't tell you what's a magic number. That number should be in alignment with your business. But what I also mean by that, if it's Smith's Plumbing and there's 5 million people who like their page, that also is like, they're not Coca-Cola. How come 5 million people like their page? So it can work oppositely also.
Well,
but
how can they answer that? Like, how does that happen? Like, that people buying likes, is that the deal?
So the old school world is buying likes. Excuse me, the old school word is buying likes. The way that you can increase your likes now is through advertising. So it is through being able to create page like ads and saying, you know, putting $50 behind it or $200 behind it or $500 behind it and increasing those likes. And everything on Facebook, and this is just kind of a little bit more complex information, but everything on Facebook is driven. The costs on Facebook are not set by the company. They're set by the market. So they're all driven by how many people are trying to advertise to the same people that you're trying to advertise to. And they're also different costs in different countries. To reach consumers in the United States is expensive. We are a quote-unquote rich country. I don't mean to say that we are overall rich. It's just in general, it costs more to advertise to us in the United States than it costs to advertise to people in Mexico. It's a lower cost country. The bidding amounts for your budgets are going to be lower in some countries and higher in some countries. So I'm going to put some money if I want page likes and I need more page likes for a reason. I will engage with putting money behind it so that I can have advertising going out there. Now, the no aspect to my answer on do page likes matter, again, back in the day, before so many different things changed on the Facebook platform, that when you had, let's just say, 5,000 people who liked your page and you put a picture on your page, you made a post, those people saw your content. Well, if anybody's been paying any attention to any of the social media information, you would have seen in the last 10 days, Facebook just changed their algorithm again. So that it was a case of, okay, I have 5,000 people who like my page, less than 1%. And you can kind of quote me on that because I know this is recorded, but I mean, the Facebook doesn't come out and say less than 1% is going to receive your post. But you can look as a Facebook business owner on the page, you can see when you put a post, you can see how many, where the computer, where the Facebook algorithm, how many people it sent it out to. What was that reach? So if I have 5,000 people who like my page and I make a post and it only went to 39 people, that's not 1%. I'm not even getting 1%. So to the aspect of page likes, so when I think like, oh, I want more people to like my page because they're going to see my content, no, that's not how the algorithm works anymore, unfortunately. So as a business owner, again, I need to think about, hey, I want more people to see this post, and I'm going to say I have 5,000 people who like my page, but you know what? I know that Facebook does the detailed target audiences for the marketing. I can build that target audience, and instead of just the 5,000 people who like my page, you know what? I can build that audience to 300,000 people and have more people see it because they are like-minded, or I'm looking at the psychographics or what other people would be interested in this. So it's as I said, page likes do matter because you do need the digital credibility.
Now we are going to run out of time shortly, so I have this one final question, and then people can reach you. We'll go through that in a minute, but sure. Basically, marketing in general requires several platforms. Facebook and social media should only be one aspect of your overall marketing strategy. Really, how do you see Facebook fitting into that strategy?
You know, a great question, and it comes back down to always, right? What is the strategy of your business, and are you looking for brand awareness? Are you looking for direct response? Do I want somebody to buy my T-shirt, or do I just need them to know what my brand is so down the line if they decide on something? You know, do I need that brand awareness? Do I need that direct response? And what do I want to do, and how do I know where people are going when they are reaching something? If I'm doing something in print, I'm putting marketing dollars there. I'm putting marketing dollars behind Google AdWords. I'm trying something because I have a product that I know is going to work on Pinterest. As a marketer, as a business owner, I do not say ever, you know, put your eggs in one basket, but I also have to say, like, where's your money working for you? Where are the people? Facebook is not just I know it's a huge platform, I do know that, but it's not just Facebook, because Facebook also has Instagram. So where I can do advertising on Instagram. So if I have a super target demographic, basically of 35 years and younger, I'm going to think about Instagram and what does that look like for me. Facebook Messenger, which is kind of the little internal messaging application that Facebook owns, Facebook Messenger is going to begin to have advertising also. What does that mean to me as a business owner? I've seen a lot of Facebook Live aspects to business also. So how do I use that? So how do I use these different tools? Am I using Twitter? Am I putting money behind that? How about LinkedIn? If I'm a B2B business, do I look at LinkedIn, and how do I combine these things? To me, again, as a marketer, as a business owner, what's working for me? Where is my consumer? And then how do I test it? You know, I don't want to get into a $10,000 contract with one person. Well, if I've got $10,000, let me see what's working and be able to go from there.
Need analysis. As Sandra Yancey says, plan, do, review. And with Facebook, it's all so immediate. You can figure out in 2 days whether an ad is working and make a change. So it's great. Again, as I say, it's great for those who don't have a big marketing budget. And there's various ways, like you've just offered some great tips on how you could maximize it and grow your likes and of course, and how to make your ads most effective. Louis, thank you so much. You will be speaking at the eWomen Network Conference August 4th through the 7th, and you're going to be giving a whole workshop on this. I think you're actually on a pre-conference, right, August 3rd?
Yes, I am.
Okay, very good. So if you would like to come to the conference, we've got just a few more weeks, a couple more weeks to go. But if you miss it, in any case, it might be too late at this time. You can reach Louis. What's a good way for people to contact you?
I know it sounds really silly, but the easiest way for people to contact me is through Facebook and it's
there
through Facebook Messenger. So, and I do have a Facebook business page, which is the Bischoff Digital Marketing, which you can find that in the search box easily, or my name also.
Okay, and Bischoff is spelled B-I-S-C-H-O-F-F, correct? That's how they'll find you? Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
Louis Bischoff, thank you so much for joining us today. Until next time.
Time's up for now. If you want more enlightening conversations that could change your life, visit EWNRadioNetwork.com.
This is the EWN Radio Network.